News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460.
Where's our camel?
Wait a minute.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Listen, guess what today is?
I needed that.
It's hump day.
Sorry, I know it's... We hear it every Wednesday, but my God, is that funny. I might go back into your spiel, Carl.
All right. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. As if you didn't know that, in the background, there's Linda. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. Give us a call. Say good morning to us. If you're just sitting there and you've never called in before, call in 605-4567 and just say, good morning, and I am so glad it's Wednesday. I'm able to call. Yeah, and we're streaming on KCNR1460.com. 7:08 in the morning, Bad Bob. You know,
morning. You moved my cheese at the last second.
You totally moved your cheese.
See, you know, Bob isn't very much into the set battle. He would be good when he was fighting back in the medieval times when he would be charging with his troops. You get into asymmetrical warfare, and Bob goes, wait a minute, who moved that army over there? Anyway, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Eight after. What's the weather look like today there, Ahn?
Well, it's currently 71 degrees. Beautiful 71 degrees. From our downtown studio person that does the weather. we're going to have scattered thunderstorms today with our temperatures around 95. And tonight, thunderstorms are likely, then chance of showers with our lows of 67. We love that. Thursday, again, chance of thunderstorms with a high of 83. And the same forecast goes throughout till Friday. Chance of thunderstorms with our highs of 86. All through the weekend, let's see, Saturday will be 91. And Sunday is 93. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
And where it's a better-known business where they give discounts to seniors and veterans, of course. The Shasta Gas Propane guys and girls are really cool. Chuck and Judy Kinney. Give them a call at 365-3793. And Bob is sitting here raising his hand.
Yeah, looking at the weather radar, I just pulled it up from Wonderground, and looks like it's a little ugly off to the north. So if you're heading north on 5 or out on 299, be aware of that. There's some fairly heavy rain falling down in the canyons.
I think Rob Ellington said today on the weather reports is that this cool front or this low is pushing things up, and it's pushing it north and west. And it is. It's kind of like surrounding us but going north of us, so we're not going to get hit with a lot of rain. Yeah. It would be great to get some of that. It's going to slide down where it starts raining down here.
Yeah, it looks like a thunderstorm along the I-5 to the north, so just be cautious because that heavy rain on pavement that hasn't seen water for a while, it gets all slicky.
Right. A couple things this morning. We have tickets to give away, so be listening in on that in the next segment. But, Bob, you'll love this. Just came upon this. We've got so much to cover this morning. The official Star Wars app is just in time to kick off San Diego Comic-Con, Disney, and Lucasfilm launched an official Star Wars app for iOS and Android devices that lets users take selfies in iconic costumes, share animated GIFs, and catch up on the latest Star Wars news. The app is free to download and available starting Wednesday.
You mean next Wednesday? I must be, yeah, or today. Because starting I'm sure
today.
That I'm sure that Bob will get one. Are you going to get one and send it off to you as Luke Skywalker?
Who's your
favorite character, Bob?
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca. So if you were going to play a character in the movie, it would be Chewbacca.
It was Chewbacca last night.
Can you make the noise? Can you make the noise? I tell you, Ted Leidy can make Chewbacca noise like you can't believe.
Kenny,
it sounds just like
I hear that. The selfie option lets users snap a pic dressed as an X-Wing pilot or encased in carbonite. There's also an augmented reality force trainer where users wield their smartphones like a lightsaber and dodge laser attacks from a robot trainer. Can you just imagine this?
It's getting to be too much.
Hey, we have tickets.
Wow.
We've got tickets for the Colt 45s. I dropped off to us yesterday. The tickets
this weekend
will be for July 11th.
This weekend.
That's Saturday night.
It's Saturday night.
And we have, let us know. Give us a call here, 605-4567, for your free tickets to the Colt 45. Spark in the Park night, we've got these tickets to give to you.
And it's, donated by, of course, or provided by, I shouldn't say, but provided by Haven Humane. So if you want to go to the baseball game, get free tickets, $5 a piece, so you can get free tickets and have a great time down
really
there.
Really been fun.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, the park is in shade by the time the game starts, my friends. So it's not hot like you think it is. And they also have fans and misters and all those things. Okay. Hey, we were talking to our friends last night. We went out with some friends last night and had a great time. Went out to View 202. And the food was excellent. Talked to Dustin some. But then afterwards, met with our friends. Found out as we were leaving. Because we were leaving, I said, you know what? I said, it's going to sound funny. I said, I can't wait to get back into my sleep number bed. And they said, we have that. Except his number is 70. He's got a sleep number setting to 70. I'm like, 70? Are you kidding me?
You're
70?
It's like sleeping on the gym floor.
I know.
My gosh.
You're a hardcore guy.
Yeah, he is. You know, he's got an 101st Airborne kind of guy. And I'm like, wow. Anyway, my sleep number 7 is 45. I raised it up 5 last night because I felt kind of like, well, wussy. And Linda says, I'll just keep my sleep number setting to 40. So, hey, look,
true.
This is American made. It's guaranteed. It's the top mattress by Consumer Reports. You can't beat any of that, my friends. So why not go down to our Target Shopping Center and take a look at them? Go down and talk to Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals down there at Sleep Number Store. And right now you can get the lowest prices of the season and save $400 on the final closeout of a queen or king Sleep Number C4 mattress set. That's right. You know, they have, not only do they have a dual air technology, they have so many other things going for it at Sleep Number. And it's frankly the best we've ever slept. And it's like our friend said last night. Oh no, this is ours, because they bought another kind of bed, an expensive bed, and they said, you know, it's a nice bed, nice mattress, but it's nothing like their Sleep Number bed. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about, hey, they found out where this illegal alien, this guy who's been deported 7 times, is a 5-time felon. They think they've tracked back his weapon. Where would he, as a felon, an illegal here, where would he get a gun? Well, they've tracked it back. You might be surprised. We'll be right back after these messages.
Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here, inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Bob is killing
wow,
it today.
I took Linda right back to high school.
She was up. She was on the table dancing like a go-go girl there. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl on the Bot.
Go-go girl. That's your era.
Bad Bob Belongi here. 71 degrees out there today on the 8th of July. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are being brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row, and their cardiac unit is in the top 50 of the United States. Top 50 hospitals in the United States. All of this. And Shasta Regional treats people well. In their 70th year of being just a great hospital, and it's been recognized by the hospitals and the doctors here in the United States by just the way they're ranked. Okay, the felon who killed that young lady in San Francisco, the illegal, who had been deported, I think, like 7 times, it's 5 felonies, said he found the gun in a shirt. So they've traced the gun back to a federal agent who had it stolen out of his car. Can you imagine that?
No, I can't. Yes, I can.
Here's the thing is that since they knew it was stolen out of his car, then they, you know, it's been reported. So, you know, where's the agent? Where's he at? Was it in San Francisco? Was it in someplace else? It'd be interesting to find out where the gun was taken at. Was it taken from San Francisco? and then, or was it taken from someplace else and somehow found its way into San Francisco? And anyway, any way you look at it, though, this is a kind of crime that, you know, the gun, let's take your guns away crowd will say, well, how did he get this gun? Well, it was stolen from a federal agent. Oh. Well, we should still have more restrictions on people having guns. Okay.
It's just stupid.
Waiting. Here it comes.
You're always going to have a black market for anything. If you went, you banned nicotine, just like there's a market for pot, there'll always be a black market. It's just the way things are. So, anyway, I'll tell you something that kind of turns my stomach. Do you want to even talk about this morning?
Yep, let's do it.
Okay. Just kind of grosses you out because you just never know.
Well, you don't know if it's have they brought charges against them, or right now they've just see what
right.
The story is.
Subway right? Suspended Subway, the chain, the sandwich shop, suspended pitchman Jared Fogle on Tuesday after authorities raided his Indiana home in a child pornography investigation earlier that morning. That's the first line. Now, if we go deeper, Subway and Jared Fogle have mutually agreed to suspend their relationship due to the current investigation.
I bet that was
Subway
mutual.
Said in a statement emailed to the Huffington Post, Jared continues to cooperate with authorities and he expects no actions to be forthcoming.
This is based on the fact that one of his, he has a foundation that helps children with obesity. And either the chairman of his foundation or somebody, a vice chairman there, was arrested and charged with 5 counts of child pornography, producing it and distributing it. So the relationship is there. Is that there's a relationship between, of course, the foundation and Jared. And then now the feds have come in and taken electronic equipment all out of his house. So they haven't arrested him, though. Would you say this sounds good?
Fogle's charity dedicated to combating child obesity was arrested in April for child exploitation, possession of child pornography, and voyeurism. According to a report by Indiana News outlet Fox 59, investigators found over 400 child pornography videos on computers and hard drives, and 4 minors were identified as victims. And that is Russell Taylor, executive director of the Jared Foundation. I guess that's where they found it, the executive director. So, this the whole thing is just, they're putting him at his face in the middle of, in his, you know, do you have something to say on that, Bob? I know you've got, you came around the corner, told me about it.
I was just ruminating on, you know, federal agents going into a home and, removing equipment that is suspected to have been involved in a federal crime, and rightly so. But it appears that logic is not applied evenly across the board when it comes to misdeeds involving personal servers used for blatantly illegal purposes.
Like Hillary Clinton using her own private servers to handle all this, the top secret,
they
confidential, code worded stuff that came across her servers. No, they're not going to do anything about that. But you know what? And frankly, I know this is going to sound small and petty, but if it's about child pornography as opposed to Hillary Clinton, I think I'd go after the child pornographer first.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd go after them first. Thinking. And I'm not saying this guy is a pornographer, the Jared guy. That what they've done is they've taken his computers because you know the guy that they've got has turned around and says, oh, well, I'm not the only one. And so, does he have this stuff on his computers? Oh, now, was it on a part of a main, was it part of a main server? I mean, if we have a main server here, we have a server here that takes care of all of our stuff. If somebody puts something on that server, then I have access to it, even if I don't know I have access to it, right?
Oh, yeah, guilt by association.
I mean, even if I don't know it's on there and I, you know, it takes a password to get into it, but it's still on the server, would all of us then be...
Well, there's actually a very, you've heard of ransomware, right? Where they can lock up your computer and you have to pay them to unlock it again. There's a variation on ransomware where they send you a message that says, we have planted all these kiddie porn pictures on your computer, and unless you pay up, we're going to alert the authorities and you're going to prison.
Oh, man. So what do you do then? You call the cops immediately?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. But most people will panic.
No, just call the cops immediately. Say, I just got this phone call. Here it is. You can track the phone call or the email. or whatever. Anyway, okay. That was that is a disturbing story.
Well, we'll watch to see how that unfolds.
Hopefully it'll be a something. John Neusecker, the name doesn't sound familiar, but what he did does. He was the one that's out at the city of Shasta Lake out there and in that area and charged with a double murder in the death of his wife and his ex-father-in-law. He's the one that came out there and started shooting. And it impacted kind of a little bit on us Saturday because the trombone player that when Linda was last Thursday, Joe lives in that area, and he said right. They had blocked off all the streets. She said, I don't know why they blocked him off. And that's why this guy had killed his ex-wife and her father.
Wow.
And they've just charged him formally with two counts of premeditated murder. After he had shot him and was getting ready to leave, an onlooker drove his truck and blocked him in and blocked his truck in so he couldn't leave. And was confronted by a couple of guys, and he put his rifle down and just kind of sat there until the cops came. Yeah.
Gruesome.
It is. It is. Right to die. We've had different groups of people here on this right to die. And it was in Sacramento. And frankly, I thought that would probably just sail through Sacramento, the right to die bill, mm-hmm. where they would provide, you know, drugs to people. It died in a committee. They said they couldn't do that. Including Democrats. And of course, it has to be Democrats that roll in on this because Republicans, if they all stood on each other's shoulders, still couldn't stop anything from happening there. But the Democrats said, you know what? We can't do this. We're not going to give a right to die. Now, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, that are just screaming right now saying is that, oh, people have a right to choose when they want to die. They probably do. But to make it complicit, to make the state complicit in that, is the question. It's a scary thing when you start doing that. You know, it's that in Sweden where they do this a lot. I just read that they have suicide rooms where people can come in and end it in this little room provided by the government.
Well, the classic film Soylent Green with Charlton Heston and Edward G. Robinson in his very last role. There's a scene where Robinson's character is old and frail and goes to a sponsored suicide facility. Of course, he ends up being turned into a snack food afterwards. But it's a very poignant scene where Robinson decides he has nothing more to live for. His character has nothing more to live for. And they show him beautiful scenes because they live in such horrid squalor all the rest of the time. As these beautiful scenes are shown to him, he's put to death. And that's part of the culture. And are we not there?
Are we heading there?
Yeah.
Are we heading there where you feel like, gosh, it's bad, and I'm down, and now I'm going to go into this room sponsored by the state, and I can sit down there, and I see, the 72 virgins come out or something, or you take a shower, sit down, and then
so
you go
the
away.
So does the state pay for, what if the state then pays for the people to clean the to clean the body, you know, take the body
they do.
Afterwards.
They do.
So there's that's
the
a job. That's a state job. You know, I get to pick up the dead bodies that chose to die. Okay, we're going to take a break when we come back. Big cuts happening in lots of places, but we're going to be talking about the Army when we get back.
Yeah, the Army's and having some questions happening. The Washington Post has an article that uses the word delusional. And Obama. Use the words delusional and Obama in the same line. This is going to be interesting. You want to probably pay attention to this one. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bob. KCNR, 1460.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Redding plant, and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196.
Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. Estate jewelry of the finest quality. In fact, all of his jewelry is at the finest quality and the only trained watch repairman in all of Northern California. I shouldn't say that. In this whole area. Is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. He can fix any type of watch, any type of, you know, he could probably build a watch from there. But the quality of the jewelry, the prices are second to none anywhere in this town at Four Winds Jewelry. Give him a call at 222-2750 or stop by the store from Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry.
Good stuff.
Mount Shasta Mall through July 11th is having a pictorial display. Remembering our fallen from California. A pictorial display of all those service people from California who sacrificed their lives. It's at the Mount Shasta Mall inside by Penny's. It's quite a moving memorial there.
Opening ceremony. It was moving.
Wow. Boy, Shasta County, sponsored by the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, Military Order of the Purple Heart, Unit 2001, NorCal Veterans Historical Association, and families honoring our troops. You need to get just going down to the mall and just look at it. Just look at it.
Hey, if you know anybody that might be flying on United today or where they're supposed to be out last night, forget about it because a computer glitch grounded many United Airlines around the country this morning. United customers took to social media with reports of long check-in lines and delayed flights. They experienced a network connectivity issue this morning. They're looking to resolve and apologize to the customers. But anyway, just know that most of the United Airlines flights have been grounded because of computer glitches. Now, before we took the break, we were talking about the cuts in the Army.
The Army's cutting 40,000 soldiers over the next 2 years. Okay, that brings down the Army, the United States Army, to 450,000. Every report, everything you see is that you go below 450,000 in the Army, you're going to have a tough time winning a war. These cuts come at a time, at the same time, ISIS has just, you know, has taken large portions of Iraq. large portions of the Middle East. We're kind of ignoring this, like we can do this and we can go bomb them and this will solve everything. Of course, it won't. The only thing that solves a problem like that is boots on the ground. And anybody that knows anything about military strategy or history will tell you this. There may be at times that you can make people back off. But if you're going to end something, you've got to put people on the ground. You've got to put boots in there. You've got to put men and women on the ground. We're cutting the army back 40,000 people over 2 years. That means 40,000 more into the workforce. In a workforce of veterans, which is already at 15 to 18% unemployed, and really probably up into the 20% percentile for unemployed veterans. And we're putting together something here, and you're going to be hearing about it later on, about hiring veterans. The bottom line, though, is that we're cutting back to save money so we can spend that money someplace else. And the question is it going to be spent on in the military or in the Department of Defense, or is it going to be spent someplace else in here? 40,000. 40,000 in 2 years. That's just the Army. I'm sure the Marines are going to be cutting, the Air Force, the Navy. We're down to the smallest Navy we've had, I think, since what? Well, before World War One, at this point. And you have to keep asking yourself, where are we going with this? What is the bottom line on what we're trying to achieve with our military? Is it to take it down to a point where, you know, the equipment is worn out because all the repeated times they've been over to tire the people out, cut them back, and then want them to do more with that? Is this what are we going? Do we have a direction? Do we have an end? Do we even have an idea where the Department of Defense should be? And do we even have a strategy for fighting? There's the question. You know, still, do we still have a strategy for confronting ISIS?
All we have to do is talk to them.
Washington Post article. After visiting the Pentagon for an update on the war against Islamic State, President Obama made some, and this is from the Washington Post, mind-boggling remarks. He still insists we are making progress despite the losses in Ramadi and elsewhere and a total lack of success in Syria. I think it's important for us to recognize the threat of violent extremism is not restricted to one community. And this is the part that you need to pay attention to here, my friends. This is what the president said. Here in the United States, we've seen all kinds of homegrown terrorism. And tragically, recent history reminds us how even a single individual motivated by a hateful ideology with access to dangerous weapons can inflict horrendous harm on Americans. Of course, he's talking about what happened in Charleston. So our efforts to counter violent extremism must not target any one community because of their faith or background, including patriotic Muslim Americans who are partners in keeping our country safe. No, nobody said anything about Muslim Americans in keeping our country safe. The difference, Mr. Obama, is a lone racist kills 9 people. Where Islamic fundamentalism is a brand of terror that kills thousands of people, destroys lives, thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of lives, kills thousands of innocents, slaughters Westerners in European capitals in North Africa, and has obtained a large swath of territory from which it can exterminate the Christian population. There's a slight difference between a lone radical gunman, as low life as he is, killing those innocent people in Charleston, than a way of life of Islamic extremists that are killing thousands of people. Does he not understand it? He tries to tie in what happened with one man with one gun, as opposed to an ideology that destroys people, and then it's our fault? Nobody's blaming the peaceful Muslim American population for this. He is the only one that is blaming. He is the one that's talking about racist. And the guy was. He was a racist, you know, mad dog. I can't even think of the word that's low enough for this guy, who murdered 9 souls. But how you can compare that to a way of life in the Middle East whose intent is to wipe out civilization as we know it. And that's exactly, let's talk about this. Women are chattel. There is no education for women. Women are forced to marry whoever they whoever the leaders want them to marry, no matter what their age. Doing away with education. There is no such thing as a full education for these people. If you don't do exactly what they say, you are destroyed. You are thrown. If you are gay, you think it's tough being gay in the United States? And there are people who say, oh, no, it's horrible being gay here. Really? Try being gay in anywhere where ISIS is, or even Iran, or any of the, in many of the Muslim nations. If you're gay, your rights aren't really looked at. And in fact, if you're around where ISIS is, they will throw you off the top of buildings to cheering crowds. So this is a type of fundamentalist extremism that we're fighting. And yet, President Obama compares it to a lone gunman acting in Charleston, South Carolina. I don't understand this. I think that his comparisons are at the best, you know, at the best, you know, misleading and naive, and at the worst, he's trying to cause more division. He's trying to cover. You know, he did not say that the type of violent extremism is Islamic fundamentalism. He never even said that. But he's happy to give some kind of philosophy on defeating our enemy by saying ideologies are not defeated with guns. They're defeated by other ideas, a more attractive and compelling vision. Okay, I mean, I can go with that. You know, you have to build up a country and say, look, you can have much more than you have here. You can have freedom. You have democracy. But guess what? In between, you have to use guns. You have to quell the disturbance, or you have to quell the people trying to kill you. I mean, you can constantly talk about it, but when it gets right down to it, you drop a 500-pound bomb on a bunch of extremists, you don't have that problem anymore. Then you can grow from there.
The uber libs simply refuse to face the fact that in that culture, you are either stronger than someone or you are subjugated by someone, period. There is no gray area here. And why they can't get that through their thick liberal skulls is beyond me.
McCain said President Obama's comments today reveal the disturbing degree of self-delusion that characterizes the administration's campaign against ISIL. It's right, but ultimately irrelevant to point out that the president did, that we've conducted thousands of our airstrikes, taken out a lot of the enemy and all that, because there is no set strategy. It's not that we're not doing anything against him. It's that we don't have a coherent type of strategy that will compel them to stop what they're doing. None of this. So, you know, and the fact is that ISIS is out in the open right now. Now is the time you can hit them. You just smack them really good. Drive them underground. That's going to slow them. That's going to push them back. Take back Ramadi. Take back Fallujah. But see, now we're putting more people back into the fight that we never had to do. We're putting more people back. If you really want to defeat ISIS, you're going to have to put boots on the ground. Now, we've already got 3,000 troops over there and more going into Iraq, into a couple of bases there. At what point? And I don't think you're going to see it, because then Obama would have to admit his whole Middle Eastern policy that it is in shambles. He'd have to admit it's in shambles, and that it was a failure. What they did was a failure, and you want to take back Ramadi. The troops that are there, the Iraqi troops, aren't going to do it. They don't have the leadership. They don't have the weapons. They don't have the wherewithal, the guts to take back that town. So we either just let it stay the way it is, and it just ISIL just gets stronger and stronger and stronger. Or you go after them. Something that President Obama has brought to us, put on our plate, brought to our country, has allowed this to happen. This was the junior varsity. Remember what he said? This is the junior varsity. Just because you put Kobe Bryant's jersey on them doesn't mean they're the varsity. Hmm. All right. Okay. Moving on. I've spent too much time. I saw it. We had the plan. The plan worked. The plan was working. We'd won. That town where we fought and bled and died for in Ramadi and Fallujah, these guys have just taken over. The buildings that the soccer fields we had built, the people that could walk around in freedom without worrying about getting killed are now dead probably. I wonder what happened to the governor there, Mahmoud. I wonder what happened to him. a man of great courage and fortitude. You know, numerous assassination attempts. Child was kidnapped. People all around him were killed. He persevered to build a safer, stronger country. I just wonder what happened to him. I imagine he's dead. If ISIL came in there, he's not the kind of guy they'd want to have around. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. Currently 73.
Moving forward, using all my breath. Making love to you was never second.
I don't know. I'll tell you what. Bob Belongi brings the best bump music of all times. He wins. You win.
You win.
Definitely,
you win.
Totally get crawls into my brain and, wakes me up. So, temperatures today are going to reach around 95. Tonight, thunderstorms and then chance of showers.
Rain. People are talking about going out and just standing in the rain.
Thursday, thunderstorms again. A high of 83. Isn't that lovely? With our lows of 64.
Weather's always... Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, senior and veterans discounts. Of course, it's veteran-owned. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. I've told you a story about my friend in Las Vegas whose air conditioning system went out, and it's going to be 3 weeks before anybody can get in there. And I said, why don't you just call Alliance Heating and Air and pay for the trip over there. Have them bring a truck with a bunch of equipment. Tell them what kind of system you've got, and he'll come down, drive down, fix it, and you'll have it done in a week. And probably at better prices than you would have gotten over there in Las Vegas, because this is the kind of people they are. We had people calling us yesterday wanting to see what the number was. Who you are? I mean, it's Alliance, right? How do you spell that? A-L-L-I-N-Z. Oh, anyway, they give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. These are the guys. They're going to fix it if there's anything wrong, and if it just you think something's wrong, let them check it out. Alliance Heating and Air.
All right, a statue of Bill Cosby is being removed from Disney's Hollywood Studio theme park, according to park officials. The decision to remove the statue comes in the wake of newly released court documents detailing that Cosby, 77, admitted in a 2005 court deposition that he obtained Quaaludes with the intent of administering them to women he wanted to have sex with.
Oh.
The bronze bust of Cosby is displayed in Disney's Academy of Television Arts and Sciences Hall of Fame Plaza in the park outside of Orlando, Florida.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, I saw that where it said that he admitted he had done that.
Okay, next in the headlines, want to see how you feel about this one?
I don't know. I kind of feel bad about the other one. I mean, it was the fact is that, I mean.
It undoes.
It undoes so many things. I mean, but does it? I mean, it's like this is. Feet of clay, right? You find out that guys are like that at Cosby, like they have feet of clay. But doesn't this mean, I mean, does this completely negate the things you said, though?
It doesn't completely negate it, but it certainly tarnishes it. And the modern media just seems to take absolute glee in destroying all the icons that we have held ourselves, that we have enjoyed. And I guess the argument could be made that, well, if they were false, we should not have celebrated them in the first place. But
beware your false gods,
after, yeah. Yeah, just yeah. Time after time after time, the destruction of the things that we believe in. And yeah. Is it part of something bigger? It bugs me.
I grew up listening to, you know, the Fat Albert, hey, Bill Cosby records before really watching TV. I don't know how, because my folks had them, and my brother, we listened to him and laughed so hard. And
well, he's a great comedian. He was a great comedian. Mm-hmm. And so, but you know, when you start hearing things like this, it just makes you, well, is it hubris? Is everybody who's out there who is achieving things? Do you go back? If you go back in their lives, and if you, I mean, in this though, I mean, this is not like he was having just numerous affairs. That's one thing. I mean, people can, you know, well, he had numerous affairs when he was, you know, I'm not saying that part, but then he says he's using drugs. Obtaining drugs to drug women to have sex with. I don't know if this is just one side either. I mean, is there another part of this? Was this like one line taken out of things, you know? So
well, there have been several allegations of women coming forward. I think two dozen. Another thing in the headline, I don't know how you feel about this, but I'm just going to say it out loud because it is a headline. Former President Jimmy Carter said in a recent interview that he thinks Jesus would approve of gay marriage. That was in Huffington Post, the headline. So
Speaking of hubris, I'm sorry.
Jimmy Carter. As soon as you say Jimmy Carter, everything after Jimmy Carter.
I'm not sure why.
And my mind goes, what? What? Who? One of the worst presidents next to the one. Anyway.
And Microsoft, 1 year after announcing a massive round of job cuts impacting 18,000 employees, Microsoft is wielding the axe again. In a statement released today, Microsoft said it will slash up to 7,800 additional jobs. Most of the cuts are connected to the company's phone business.
Sweetheart, I realize that you're kind of
these are headlines.
I know, but you're on kind of a roll here today. I mean, do you have anything else kind of going on here that could be maybe a little happier?
Really, before Carl and I brought up, yeah, I mean, we're just
I'm just Bob's breaking open the the tequila bottles, and it's kind of like, whoa, let's just start doing this. Come on, stop that. You know, you're the one that says, what is everything? What's this? Open your veins, news? What is it? And then where you're going like three in a row? Come
here's
on.
Here's a good one. Taylor Swift is donated $50,000 to a fan with leukemia. I love this about, Taylor Swift is somebody that you watch that does incredible things. She's forward thinking. She's
fun to watch.
She's fun to watch. What she does to prove to her young and many along the board age fans is really, yeah, $50,000 to help play for fans' medical expenses as she battles cancer. Now, we also have tickets
Pastor
to give away.
Pastor Cerveza, will you, over here?
Well, Taylor Swift is also the one who called Apple up on their on their Apple Music stuff and said, "No, not gonna play," and they backed down.
Okay, I've got this headline. I'm not even gonna read, you know, because it's gonna be something I could discuss. But I am not even gonna read it now because you know why? I'm laying here like this. My stomach's in turmoil. I think I'm gonna have to go to the bathroom quick, and because Linda, you know, just trotted these things right out. Boom, 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 boom. You know, it's like you know what? When Linda starts that, it's like hearing from in the distance the mortars being dropped because you can hear it go. Boom, 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 you know, boom, 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 and you know they're coming your way, and you're going, oh, man, or the sirens go off, oh, here comes a free range over ground target, oh, boy, okay, yeah, this is, you know, here comes a frog, here comes a free rocket over ground, okay, here it comes.
Okay, what's your headline? We got 5 minutes left.
Why don't you just do that one, Linda? Why don't you just
wait a minute? I wouldn't remind you, yielded the floor before the break.
Okay, honey. I know. I talk about ISIS. You know, because Linda's always into this. Well, you know what? We have to do things that are better. You know, that bring. You know, that it's. You know, gosh, it is terrible about ISIL and all this. But come on, let's go someplace else. Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby. They're taking his bust away. They're putting him in jail. You know, it's just. Oh God, no, not Bill Cosby. Not him too. Buffalo Bill Cody. Wild Bill Hickok. All of them. But not Hillary Clinton.
No.
She seems to be, you know what, protected. They talk about Reagan being the Teflon president, because nothing stuck to him. No, Hillary, I tell you, you brought this to a new high here. But then again, and then you have Trump, Donald Trump. You know, I'm still not sure where Donald Trump is going by this, but, you know, now they've moved a big golf tournament off one of his courses. And they said, "Oh, this is at the Donald Trump course." Well, we're not going to have a tournament there because what he said, though it may be true, parts of what he says may be true. Nope, that's just not being politically correct. Are we there? Are we there yet?
There's a wonderful story on I don't even want to go there. A wonderful thing on Trump today. Hey, we do have two tickets. I'm sitting here with a group of tickets. Tickets for the Colt 45 Saturday night game. Give us a call, 605-4567, if you want a group of tickets where you could sit next to your buddies and go enjoy Tiger Field with the Colt 45s. It's been a blast, by the way. We've enjoyed every single game we've gone to.
It is a lot of fun out there. If you have not had the opportunity, please, please take it. Because Rick Pacetti has made this field into something that's like a little field of dreams. Great seating. Food is just outstanding. I mean, was it tri-tip or barbecue ribs or barbecue chicken, coleslaw, and a big chunk of watermelon for $6.
That was last 4th of July,
but that's the kind of things they have there.
You have snow cones, and they have Mosley Winery, and it was nice. Okay, now, the gin game. I think you interviewed these actors yesterday. Our good friend Victoria's in it.
The gin
game.
But right.
I've got tickets here for Wednesday, July 15th. That's a week from today. It's by Donald Coburn. It's a wonderful, again, Riverfront Playhouse performance. And we have tickets for Media Night. So give us a call if you'd like to go. 2 tickets, 4 tickets. Just use the tickets. Wednesday, July 15th, 7:30 showing. Give us a call at 605-4567. The gin game from Riverfront Playhouse.
Well, you know, July 21st is Megan Rapinoe Day here in Reading. Megan may not be here. I think they're on the world tour of everybody patting them on the back. Megan may not be here, from what I understand, but, you know, it will be Megan Rapinoe Day, and the awards will be given to, I guess, her family. I think her mom works over at Jack's. Is that cool? Megan Rapinoe. Here she is. You know, I mean, the only time I've ever watched a whole soccer game in my life, and it's because Megan Rapinoe was in it. And because
and it was
she's,
the
she's
best.
A,
we watched it twice.
Girl.
We watched
girl.
That game twice.
Yeah, because I missed. We've already gone through that story. How I tuned in at 7 after, missed 2 goals, and then the next one was a Les Schwab tire commercial. So I missed that one, you know, while the game's going on. But I did get to see the 4th goal and the 5th goal. So that was okay. Hey, when we, 8 o'clock, we've got Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti, who's been gone for a bit.
Paletti.
Paletti.
Spalletti.
We're going to talk about, I'm going to talk about the jail now, since it was turned down by Leonard Modi and David Kehoe, about expanding that jail, what that means. Also, things that are going on in trail. And we were. I tell you what, there was a lot of upset people yesterday talking about the homeless, this homeless and the homeless situation, and what's happening to property values in areas of our city right here. And we're going to talk about that specifically, that people do not have, you know, they've lost the rights to protect their property practically, because it's not exactly on their property, but it's right there. And we'll talk about that too, and maybe have the chief tell us what people can do. Anyway, it's 8 o'clock in the morning here, July 8th, 73 degrees out there today, maybe a chance of rain. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460. We will be right back after the news. It's 8 o'clock.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The grounding of all United Continental flights in the U.S. is coming to an end. American Aviation Institute analyst Daryl Jenkins called the outage earlier today nightmarish.
United's had some problems since they did the merger with Continental with their information technology. They've had glitches here and there, but I think this is the most serious one.
All flights were temporarily grounded this morning because of computer problems. Less than 2 hours later, United asked the Federal Aviation Administration to lift the ground stop order. Financially troubled Greece asking for a 3-year loan from the European Bailout Fund, and it is pledging what it calls immediate action on imposing new restrictions on its own government and spending in Athens. The Greek Prime Minister, though, Alexis Tsipras, says a referendum on Sunday rejecting austerity measures sought by Eurozone creditors simply represents democracy.
The majority of the Greek people feels that they have no other choice other than to demand that they be given a way out of this impasse and this dead end. They have expressed this in the most direct democratic way possible.
Greece has been effectively told it has to have a new deal in place by Sunday when the leaders of the 28 EU nations meet in Brussels. Federal investigators and local authorities have been combing through a wide rural area of South Carolina as they try to determine what caused an F-16 fighter jet to slam into a small plane over South Carolina, killing that plane's pilot and passenger, Colonel Jeff DeVore.
Obviously, we want to know what happened. We want to come to a conclusion on that. And then, obviously, we want to support the safety investigation as much as we can so that we can certainly keep these things from happening again, in the interest of everybody.
Debris from the collision, which happened near Monk's Corner, is scattered over a broad area about 20 miles northwest of Charleston. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Mexican authorities say the controversial taxi operator Uber must have proper work permits if it wants to operate in Mexico City.
Mexico City's government says Uber taxis must pay the equivalent of $101 per annum operating license, and the company will donate about 1.5% of its overall revenue to a transportation fund. Uber launched a huge drive in Mexico City 2 years ago and now has more than 500,000 customers, much to the dismay of more than 140,000 registered taxi drivers who've been protesting, sometimes violently, that the newcomers will pay their way. For SRN News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
Taco Bell is starting a delivery service in certain markets today. It is a partnership with the startup delivery company DoorDash. Delivery will be available initially in more than 90 cities and more than 200 restaurants around Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Dallas. This is SRN News. The Statue of Liberty has a certain glow about her these days thanks to a new lighting system. SRN's Jeremy House reports.
The system uses light-emitting diodes or LEDs. The lights cast a bright spotlight on the statue, clearly defining the folds of her robes. The system comes from Musco Lighting of Oskaloosa, Iowa. Musco systems are also in place at the Washington Monument, the White House, and the Flight 93 National Memorial. The National Park Service says much of the previous lighting system at the statue was installed below ground and damaged in Superstorm Sandy. The new system is expected to cut energy consumption. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Fire crews making progress battling a wildfire that's destroyed at least six homes and forced evacuations near the North Idaho Lake community of Bayview. Crews spent the day yesterday building and strengthening fire lines, aircraft drop water, and retardant. Fires charred about 1,400 acres. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 8:05 in the morning here on the 8th of July, Wednesday. The phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. Bad Bob Belongi's here, of course, at the helm with his great music, and he's following storm tracks. But, Linda, the weather today.
Well, it's currently 73 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have temperatures around 95 today, a chance of thunderstorms, and then showers tonight. Hey, Bob, it says T-storms likely than chance of showers. That means we start with the thunder.
Well, it means the air is fairly unstable, and localized thunderstorm cells will build up, and then after this, the cell kind of collapses and spreads out. The residual moisture falls as rain. But looking at the radar, there are some severe weather alerts out there, and it looks like if you're headed north on the I-5, you're going to run into some heavy stuff up there past Lakehead. So. It's been a long time without too much in the way of rain, and the highway is going to
is all that green area. Blown. Is all that green area rain right
this
there?
Is all rain.
That's
yeah.
heavy, but
yeah.
on the right hand side though, that's rain
that's,
too.
That's a storm warning area.
Okay, so all these are on that we're pulling off.
Wow,
we're pulling
that.
Off
yeah.
our satellite
Bring
picture
it on.
That we have.
Yeah.
We have a satellite that goes across the earth that we use for our local weather that we put up. That we launched. And Bob, while he's not a weatherman, does sleep with one.
Yeah.
So weather woman. Right. So, you know, it's one of those things like I slept in the Holiday Inn, and I'm a lot smarter today. Well, it's much better to sleep with weather women.
But for those on the roads, and the chief will attest to this, when it goes a long time without wet weather, you get this gunk on the road, and when it rains on it, it just turns to snot.
You know,
especially for motorcycles.
We're the only station in town that can take a 30-second weather. You know,
absolutely. I think it's very
weather
interesting.
Spot and make it into 5 minutes of gosh, who knows?
And our weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. There you go.
All
Guess
right.
What?
Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti sitting here with his blue on here.
Part good morning,
of the, part
good
of the
morning
thin
Chief.
Good morning. I was outside listening before, and I'm not sure I want to come in here today.
I think you guys have had a little too much caffeine. He kept looking at his gun going, oh, my God, it is bad. It is bad out there.
Oh boy.
Okay, Linda, never do that again. That is not you. I'm not used to you doing that. You know, Bob and I are sitting here crying, and you know.
I thought it was great, Linda. Rapid-fire headlines, just keep it going.
That's right. Things could get worse, because I had two more. I'm going to read these, because it would have put us over the top at that point. Bob Belongi would have, as it was, he was starting to molt, his beard was starting to molt right there.
All right, let's get down to business.
All right. But no more beardless Bob.
No beardless. No. Oh, no, he's there. He looks like the ancient mariner.
He looks like he looks like Bob again.
The ancient mariner. Because the way he cuts his beard like that, he looks like Captain Ahab.
Yeah. And he does. Now and then he'll just walk in and just look at you, and you'll think you shaved it all off.
Every so often. All right. While you were gone, the board of supervisors, I shouldn't say board of supervisors, it was chairman of the board of supervisors, Leonard Modi, former police chief here in town, and David Kehoe said no to a larger jail facility. And this completely refuting the presentation and the money, the analysis of the money it was going to take to build it and to keep it going of the sheriff, Tom Pasinko. Impact.
Well, you know, I mean, I've been an advocate for, you know, greater, better, or more bed space, you know, since I got here. I mean, the Shasta County Jail has been, struggling with capacity releases since the late 90s. And, you know, that was before AB 109 and now Proposition 47 and some other, you know, impacts on the criminal justice system. What I don't know, quite frankly, I mean, I've talked to Tom, and Tom, you know, has assured me that he's, you know, validated the numbers both with the county auditor and, you know, the Bureau of State Community Corrections for the staffing levels and everything else. But I don't know the intricacies of the county budget either. And I think, in listening to Leonard speak the other day, you know, he's concerned that, they're spending money that they don't know that they're going to have. And that's where his concern lies, not that that they need more jail bed space. He concedes that that's true. And he understands we also need a mental health facility as well. But I think it, like I said, I don't know, you know, the county's budget well enough to be able to, you know, well, say like that they're not.
Yeah, they're saying there's only a certain percentage. But how about this? Why can't the city, since the city puts 75% of all the...
Yes, my guys do arrest a lot of people.
The city provides, Reading provides 75% of the inhabitants of the jail. Do you think there's ever any chances that the city of Reading and the county of Shasta will actually talk together and maybe split the cost of this that would allow us to expand it so it doesn't all come out of the county?
Well, and you know, I mean, obviously, as a police chief, I want bed space, but I want police officers too. So, you know, there's a competition there, I guess you will say, for the dollars that are available so that we can do both. And I think that's what the public safety blueprint that we're working on now is actually
it should be. When's it coming out? It should be
August.
August.
So, you know, if you really look at that, I mean, it is a way to look at the entire criminal justice system, from police staffing, sheriff staffing, jail bed space, mental health capacity. There's a lot of different things that, you know, a very unique way to do a study like this where it actually incorporates the entire county into that. So I'll be interested to see, you know, these guys do an immense amount of statistical analysis to try to figure out and get the most accurate information they can on what staffing levels should look like, what bed space should look like. Unfortunately for us, you know, from the Reading Police side, is they look at it's a data-driven analysis, and because our computer system is the way that I've described it over the past 4 years, we're having trouble providing them the data that they're used to getting in order to do the analysis as detailed as they usually would. So we're working with them, and I think that will pan out a lot of those issues and needs. But, you know, it's not just, you know, we've been talking for quite a while. It's not just, you know, police officers, it's bed space, but it's also mental health capacity here, which we have zero of. And we need to increase that level so we have somewhere to take those mentally ill people other than an emergency room or jail.
Well, let's take an early break here because I want to get into that without taking a break on the mental health side of what you all are facing and what we're facing here. But this portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned business that has Espresso Joe's, which has the coffee, of course, but also cold drinks of any kind you want. You know, the iced cafe, the iced lattes, all of these, plus a fine selection of beer and wine, and, of course, soft drinks there. And walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in all of Northern California. He's got it all there. Everybody is extremely helpful, extremely friendly. They have the walk-in humidor that is full of those highly rated cigars, rated by Cigar Aficionado. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts at Espresso Joe's at Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back with our guest, Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti.
Hi. My name is Luke Verhoek, and I graduated from Redding Christian High School last year and then received an academic scholarship to attend a large university in Texas. People thought Texas would be a culture shock for a California kid like me, but Redding Christian Schools prepared me well. Redding Christian follows educational standards required by the state, but what is unique about Redding Christian is that as a private Christian school, they have the freedom to teach kids how important it is to think for themselves. You must learn all sides of an issue, because that is the only way to find the truth and develop your own belief system. And a solid belief system gives you purpose in life. And believe me, in Texas, you are expected to stand strong in your beliefs and know your purpose. Speaking of purpose, that's something else I learned in high school. God wants me to encourage and uplift others, and I'm pretty sure He wants that to be your purpose too. So if you want to encourage and uplift others, I ask you to support Christian education by donating to Redding Christian School to help a local family with their tuition payments. Go to their website at reddingchristianschool.com. Click the donate button to donate online or simply call them at 547-5600.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
I fall for law and the law was. I fall for law and the law was. I needed money, God, I had none. I fall for law and the law was.
Welcome back to
Great
Free Fire Radio.
For this.
KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. 8:18 in the morning here, 73 degrees. Going to go up into the 90s today. Maybe a chance of thunderstorms and rain. If so, everybody can run outside and stand in the rain and see what it feels like. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're starting to have people calling in. If you have questions for our guest, Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Started 6 years ago, has been an unqualified success. Because of their customer service, the fact they have any type of gun or pistol that you might want, ammunition and all of the shooting accoutrements you may want. All at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or stop by their store, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Our guest again is Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti, and I want to talk to you about the mental health side. We have a caller here, Signe. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question?
I have a wonderful idea, and I think the old courthouse right next to the jail would make a great donation for the jail beds and space and the mental help. What do you think? I'll take my answer off the air.
Thanks, Signe.
Well, I know that the county plan right now is to renovate that into an office building to relocate a lot of their space where they pay for lease payments. To rent office space outside of what the county administrative building can hold. So that is going to give them about, according to what Leonard Modi proposed the other day, is about $1 million in savings a year, which is being diverted to the new jail. So that's their plan right now, and obviously that's a county decision, but I think that would cost, you know, quite a bit of money to renovate and get to the security requirements that are required for a jail. And that, you know, those, quite frankly, are better questions for Tom, because I'm a police chief, not a sheriff. I didn't do corrections. I don't want to do corrections. Title 15 and
You're kind of like the guy in Jeremiah Johnson says, hey, can you skin bears? And brings him one. Okay, I'll bring another one in.
Yeah, well, matter of fact, I can skin a bear. But the title requirements for the California Code of Regulations for what has to be in a correctional facility and what has to be provided make it very, very difficult to convert buildings.
My question is how much, you know, when it takes, we're building a brand new courthouse that's going to obviously have admin space in it. How much administrative space do we need? I mean, we're renting $1 million worth of space for county administrative offices. There's something. I mean, that's strange, because that's an awfully large bureaucratic complex.
Well, that's obviously. I mean, that's what they reported at the thing, in the way that I understood it. So, you know, that obviously be a better question for Leonard or Larry.
I think that's something to go into, because there's still a lot of questions on this. So we're actually renting $1 million, $1.5 million a year of space for offices that have to work with the county, and now we're building a new courthouse area complex that's not going to be big enough to take some of the overflow. That's
well, the courts are, you know, a state-funded item,
and
the other
that.
Is a county-funded item. So, it, quite frankly, like I said, I'm not an expert on the county's budget,
This is something we need to follow up on. Okay.
Really a Larry Lee's question rather than a Rob Paletti question.
No, it's time for Larry to come back anyway. It's been a while. Rob, your 5150s,
yes.
People with mental problems. When you all roll on them, do you have like a kind of a figure?
I don't have
figure. Is it like, you know, half, more than half, less than half?
We don't. 5150 arrests are actually very, very specific, because what the law says in order to be arrested for 5150 is they have to be a danger to themselves, a danger to the others, or completely unable to care for themselves. Now, you know, that's the officer's discretion on the street to make that determination. And a lot of what we're finding on the 5150s we have now is more inability to take care of themselves. But the officers will arrest them. They'll take them to an emergency room, because usually it's a medical condition that their medical or their mental illness they're not taking care of. So they take them to the hospital. If it's a danger to themselves, danger to others, oftentimes they'll go to jail, which doesn't have the mental health capacity to deal with them either. An emergency room in a jail is not a place to take somebody that's having mental distress. You need a mental health facility with mental health professionals there to be able to.
And we don't have that.
And we don't have that. They go to an emergency room. They stay in the emergency room. If they get held for the full 72 hours, they tie up a bed in an emergency room for 72 hours. It really is a matter of, you know, we used to have mental health hospitals that law enforcement could take people to. And if they needed to be retained so that they could give them medication and get their levels back to what they need to be so they can calm down because they lost their medication or stopped taking it or they just need that distress moment to de-stress. We don't have that capability here, and that is an inhibitor for our guys. It puts a lot of undue impact on the hospitals and undue impact on the jail, because they just don't have that capacity to be able to deal with those people either. And quite frankly, the jail is not the best place for somebody that's mentally ill.
Well, I think you can listen to Tom say a lot of the people he has in there are mental cases that, you know, probably could be taken to a mental facility. Where is the closest mental facility? Do we have, within a couple of counties from here? I believe so.
I know that the county houses quite a few people in mental facilities that Donnell Ewart and I talked about. But that's your worst cases where they have to be hospitalized and the county is paying for that hospitalization. But there's a lot of other people that may not need to be hospitalized for their lifetime or weeks at a time. They need a couple of days to, you know, calm down, get their medication settled back out, and then they can, you know, take care of themselves. But a lot of the, you know, as my officers go out, a lot of the homeless and transients that we deal with, there's a lot of those with mental health problems. And the only other place that people send them is the Good News Rescue Mission, and the Good News Rescue Mission isn't set up to deal with those that are severely mentally ill or need to get back on medications, that kind of thing. So, you know, I agree with Leonard when it is a balance between, you know, getting enough bed space but also having that mental health capacity, because whether they're self-medicating with drugs because they're mentally ill, or they, you know, kind of fried their brains on drugs because they have mental health problems. Either way, whether the chicken came, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg, you have mentally ill people in the community that need help, and there's really not a good facility to take them so that they can get that assistance. And then that could be a good investment in solving a lot of the transient issues if you can take care of some of the mental health capacity as well.
Well, I agree with that. Because I can't help but think that a lot of the ones we see out there, I mean, as we watch them walk down the street screaming at each other, or screaming at buildings, or as our guy comes by here and yells at all the posters out in front, that there are a lot of severe mental health cases out there. They're not enough to be put in someplace, but there's so many of them out there that. But if you build a mental health facility, I mean, this doesn't have the same requirements as a jail.
No.
But it still has a lot of requirements there. I mean, it's not cheap. It's like, I mean, in some cases, it may be a holding area so people calm down.
But you could have a combination between mental health hospital and, you know, outpatient treatment services where, you know, they can get the medication that they need. They can come in on a daily basis so you can make sure that they're taking it. Because a lot of it now is just, well, here's your prescription. And you hand a mentally ill person a prescription for the whatever the drug is that makes them, you know, mellow, you're, you know, even out, and then you're trusting that mentally ill person to be able to take that medication every day without supervision, and that creates more problems because a lot of times they don't. So,
or they give it, they trade it off to their buddies.
Well, you know, a lot of them that they give, they don't have that effect to where they're you know, dealing them on the street as, you know, like they do oxycodone or, you know, Vicodin or something like that. But it does, you know, that they need to be monitored in that. And if we have a day reporting center for, you know, people that have committed crimes that they come to on a daily basis to help keep them on track, why don't we have something like that for mental health patients that they can come in every day, meet with somebody, get their medication, and be taken care of? So I think it's a combination of outpatient service as well as mental hospital.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Ruth, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
We're fine, Ruth. How are you? Are you out running down the path today?
I am, and I had to stop because I wanted to ask the chief a question. He got to see my dogs this morning. Of course, it's like they're going to Disneyland, so, you know, now they just bark away and they whoop it up. But
Was that the two in the back of the black truck?
Yeah.
So you have the high-pitched one and the low-pitched one. They sounded like a siren. I could hear them all the way around the corner down towards Park Marina. Woof, 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 woof. All the way down the road. It was like a dog siren.
I asked Donald, the trainer of Anderson's dogs, canines, you know, what I could do because it's pretty obnoxious. And usually I'm out a lot earlier than this, but I wake up my neighbors, and he said, hey, they're going to Disneyland. So, you know, and
they were excited.
I thought, what the heck?
I heard it coming down the road, and I was like, what the heck is that? And then I saw the dogs, and I heard them all the way around the corner, all the way down the road.
It's doggy joyful.
Oh, yeah. The closer they get to the trail, they're on it. Boy. I'll tell you what. But I wanted to say, because it's my perception only, and I got to say that the bike patrols, the cops on the dirt bikes, and the fact that the sit light ordinance went into effect, I see a difference. And I know you said it was going to take a while, but I actually do see a difference. And I don't turn a corner and see transits where I normally see them. And I'm just wondering, has there been any conversation about what's happening and how people are feeling at this point? And I love, I think there was an article in the Record Searchlight yesterday about the security guards with the footlight ordinance at South City Park. And I just want to say, good work. Keep it up and keep them moving, because that is absolutely wonderful, the fact that you can go to a baseball game and not have your car broken into, or go to Safeway and not have all the transients there. And I've seen a difference there at the Pine Street Safeway with them not being around there either. So I just wanted to ask you what's your opinion about that, and I'll listen to you off the air.
Well,
Thanks, Ruth.
Thanks, Ruth. I think there's a couple things that have had an impact on that. Number one, you know, when we did the survey of the homeless and why they come to Reading, there was an impression given by a lot of media that this created this big rift between the police department and the Good News Rescue Mission. It's actually been, you know, the opposite of that. And Jonathan Anderson and, you know, and I have worked together very, very closely. Mm-hmm. And the board of the Good News Rescue Mission has approved to making some very drastic changes at the Good News Rescue Mission. I think part of the fact that we're not seeing quite as many out on the street is the fact that the Good News Rescue Mission now is keeping their campus open during the day, and the people can stay there and continue to receive, you know, drug treatment programs and mental health, and they're continuing to work with them through the day. Rather, before, they would, you know, obviously they had to prepare for the next night, so they would clear them out and then prepare for the next night. Well, now they're keeping the campus open during the day. Jonathan Anderson's employees are going, they've incorporated a new punch card system where they can actually go and they track what services they get at the mission, and they have to beep in to eat, they have to beep in to do. So they're monitoring their own services and their own internal workings much, much better. But they're also holding people accountable. So, you know, he's pulling arrest records, and he's looking with us at if he's got a person receiving stuff at the mission and they're a continual behavior problem, they get one warning and then they're cut off. So he's holding people accountable for their actions. His staff is walking the street to make sure they're not sitting out on the street impacting other businesses. So I think that's had a huge impact on
Jonathan,
what we
Jonathan
see.
Jonathan is really leaned in there. Mm-hmm. We're going to have Jonathan on here in a few days, too. So we need to let's take a quick break here. It's 8:31 in the morning. Carl Lennon, the Bot. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. Here it's 73 degrees out there. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. If you have a question for the chief, give us a call at 605-4567. We've been talking about mental health and talking about what Good News Rescue Mission is doing. A caller said that she sees a difference since some of the new ordinances, the bicycles out there, the bicycle patrol, the number of things that are happening that way. And when we come back, I want to talk about what's happening at South City Park. That is, I think, is already starting. You're starting to see things at South City Park with the changes down there. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's 8:32 in the morning.
Lyle Lovett and his large band are returning to Reading's historic Cascade Theater. This four-time Grammy winner is a music icon, fusing country, swing, jazz, and the blues. He'll bring it all to the Cascade Theater stage Wednesday, July 15th at 7:30. Tickets are on sale now to the general public. Get yours today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Summer's on Us continues at Reading Kia, and with no payments for 3 months, you can afford to enjoy summer and drive a brand new Kia.
Kia Motors will make your first three payments for you, and you get 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2015 Kia Fortes, Optimas, and Sedonas.
No money down? No problem. Bring your trade in. Reading Kia strives to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes. And Kia is now ranked number one in J.D. Power's 2015 initial quality survey. See dealer for details.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fees subject to prior sale. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for the special offer on approval to credit. Ends July 31st.
And this just in, this Summer's On Us promotion now includes the sporty Kia Soul.
Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Reading, ReadingKia.com.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Portion of the show is brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold, the Cheers of Barbershops. Head on down to this veteran-owned business for the best haircuts in town, the best place to go to find out what's happening, and the best selection of reading material that you're going to find. No, it's not that kind. It is National Geographic, Sports of Field, and all that. That's what I'm talking about, kids. At Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens, across from the subway. 8:35 in the morning, Linda Bott, Carl Bott, and we have Redding Police Chief Rob Pletty here with us.
Welcome back to the show. This is exciting.
Okay.
So to finish Ruth's question, you know, we actually haven't had to issue that many citations for the sit lie ordinance because word traveled very, very quickly.
Isn't that weird?
So, you know, it's just like the ordinance that we passed for safety reasons why you can't stand in the medians. We issued about 3 citations for that, and you don't see people standing in the medians anymore. So word travels fast, and I think that's had a positive effect. And I think that, you know, we've tried some unique strategies to deal with. You know, we've done the softer approach to the homeless. We've done the hard-nosed approach to the homeless. There's a group right now looking at a strategic plan that Kristen Schrader is doing. So, you know, I think that there's some momentum there, but, you know, you still have this chronic transient camp problem that is causing a problem for homeowners. It's causing a problem for business. Well, it's causing, you know, and that's why we've still got the extra code enforcement and police officer, retired police officer working.
They're still going for the hotels. They're going. I saw they're cleaning out these camps. I don't know if we talked about it offline. If we've already talked about this, somebody stop me. But the people we were having dinner with last night, they have close friends that own a house down here on the end of California Street, trying to sell the house. And it's very, very difficult to do that because of the homeless and the transients that are all around this house. They had it sold. The guy looks over the back fence, and there's a bunch of them right there. I mean, it's getting – I mean, I realize this is a problem like that, but what happens if you have a homeowner just says, look, you know what, these people are here, and, it's just –
Well, it's homeowners.
Can't you just chase them out?
Yeah, no, I mean, we still have to follow the legal requirements. If it's private property owners have different requirements than we do. Bob Brandon is out 40 hours a week, you know, and all he does is tag transient camps and clean up transient camps, and he goes from place to place to place to place to place.
Does he ever get tired of that?
Well, I mean, there's some frustration levels in there. You know, we got
to bring Bob in here. At least thank him.
We got publicly. Another complaint about, you know, the Henderson open space again the other day, and Bob went out there and tagged him. And as he's tagging, they're packing their stuff up and moving away. And as he's pulling out in his van, they're moving right back in after he does his cleanup. So, you know, we realize that, you know, it is somewhat of a futile effort that we're going to keep. It's like painting this, you know, the Golden Gate Bridge. When you get to one end, you start over at the other. But we have to keep cleaning the trash up, and we have to keep making sure that, you know, we're doing our part to try to keep everything, you know, as clean as we can for the environmental reasons as well as the business and community impact reasons. So we're going to keep, you know, keep that effort going. You know, I've taken somewhat of a beating over the last year for, you know, my stance on and being willing to, you know, do surveys and other things about, you know, homeless. But I think we need to look at holistic solutions that involve several different things. I think the mental health capacity is one of those.
I think that's, you know what, that's got to be included in every plan, and I agree. And, you know, if Modi is saying, hey, look, if we can do this in such a way as, you know, and take the burden off, do we put people in jail who are mentally, that's more mental problems than it is criminal problems? Because, well, we just don't have a choice.
I mean, there are some people, and I don't know the number, I'd have to ask Tom, but, you know, there are some people that, you know, obviously the mental health creates, you know, or drug addiction, or they go, you know, hand in hand with each other, and they're out, you know, doing thefts to support a drug habit that could have a mental health root. So there's a lot of things that if we could gain greater capacity there, I think we could make a significant difference.
Well, let's talk about that just for a second here. All the statistics that I'm seeing lately has been that the heroin use in the United States has raised. It's going up by almost epidemic proportions.
Heroin's a huge problem. It's a huge problem here. We've always had a methamphetamine problem, but a methamphetamine addict needs, you know, meth every 10 to 12 hours. A heroin addict needs heroin every 4 to 6 hours. Who's going to steal more?
Heroin overdose deaths in the United States nearly quadrupled between 2002 and 2013, fueled by lower cost as well as increased abuse of prescription opiate painkillers. 8,200 people died from heroin overdoses in 2013.
And I think if you go back through your archives, you'll hear that we've been talking about that
for a long time.
And it's opiate painkillers that were overused, and now you got people addicted to the opium. And the opium derivative is what's in heroin, and it's cheaper to buy, and Mexico's flooding the market.
CDC has said that the heroin use increased by 63% from 2002 to 2013. 63%.
And wait till we start seeing the effects of the heroin production and the way that it's done with the lack of sanitation. You'll see, you know, flesh-eating bacteria come in that. It'll come in varying quantities of purity, which means people will start overdosing because it comes in a strain that's too pure. You know, in Stockton, where I grew up, the heroin was always, you know, an issue there. And you see those things come in. You can tell when there's a problem with whatever shipment came in because you have people going to emergency rooms with, you know, that are, you know, in sepsis because of the toxic flesh-eating bacteria that comes in the heroin. You have them that are ODing right and left because a pure strain came in that they didn't dilute enough. And, you know, there's a myriad of problems that come with that. You know, cotton sickness because they suck the fluid through a cotton ball, and then they're injecting cotton fibers into their systems. And, you know, the HIV and the drugs that, or the diseases that come along with IV drug use, it's a huge problem. And I think the root of it and the reason that you're seeing such a growth in heroin is, number one, because Mexico's producing so much of it and bringing it across the border, but also because of the overuse of the prescription painkillers, and people are addicted to an opiate-based
which
product.
By the way, the CDC said a couple of years ago the most abuse of drugs in the United States by far is on prescription painkillers.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Rob, thank you for what you do, and you guys are really working hard. Everybody sees that.
Thank you, Terry.
You know, it's been amazing how well you guys have done with what you have. But I do have a couple quick questions. And one is, you know, we had Brent Weaver was actually elected on a 10-point plan. That was his shallow campaign promise, according, I guess, to his own words. You know, and now we're spending $80,000 to do a study or to find out what the plan should be. And I know the young lady who is marvelous in her neighborhood went ahead and did a town hall at the convention center, and she was, well received on a lot of information she was giving. And what happened to all that stuff? Again, you know, we elected a guy because he was supposed to do something, said he was going to do something, and then says later it's a shallow campaign promise. You can't expect people to stay with those things out of his own mouth. I'm just curious as to, we've got an $80,000 study. Wouldn't that be better served given to you guys and maybe with more guys on bicycles or a community officer or something? Is there a way that we can get that money to you rather than doing a study? It sounds like you guys have some pretty good ideas, and so does the community.
Well, you know,
thanks, Jerry.
Let me talk about April 1st, and we are looking at a lot of the ideas that came out of the Safe City Project at the police department itself. April you know, did some research on a reserve police officer program. That policy is complete. We've got some feedback from the RPOA because it does impact them. And I would say probably within the, you know, the coming, you know, 3-4 months, we'll be implementing our first, you know, reserve officer coming onto the program. There's, you know, we've done a lot of the homeless strategies, were ideas that we vetted through the Safe City Project. I thought that was a great group of people that donated their time. I really, you know, it's a little disheartening to see the way that some of the media beat up on April because of, you know,
the comments she
you
made.
Know, yes. Because of the comments she made and maybe,
but,
you know,
but not but, negative comments. It wasn't like it was no. negative comments. It's just about how you could help pay for this thing.
Well, throwing out ideas. I mean,
what's wrong with that?
You know, throw out ideas and vet the ideas, but you don't have to beat up the person for the idea. No. You can disagree.
Just
so, you know, I kind of, you know, that group I thought had some great ideas. You know, the Sobering Center I think would be good here. It wouldn't have to be very big because, you know, there's 3 or 4 or 5 chronic, you know, drunken publics that we deal with on a consistent basis that would keep them out of the jail. So I think that there were some good ideas there. I think the blueprint for public safety, quite frankly, I like the idea because I was reticent to do a strategic plan up to this point because I didn't want to, you know, put undue pressure where I knew the money wasn't. And now council's actually asked for that pressure. So, you know, I think that there's some good things. I've asked for, you know, the consultant to look at the Reading Police Department in three ways. Number one, is what we're doing now most efficient? Okay, Rob Paletti came in almost 4 years ago. I gave an outside view, and I said, obviously, we need a new police facility. Now that's done. We need a new computer system because this is ridiculous. We've closed the RFP. We're evaluating the vendor proposals right now. There may be... Now that the state's cut the funding stream we were going to use, we may be a little short on that, and I may have to divert some money, but we'll get that system done. We're replacing the old, you know, 120,000, 130,000-mile police cars with new SUVs, and we're, you know, we've now replaced all of our handheld radios with dual-band radios because our guys on the street could not talk to the sheriff's department. We've done that 100% with grant funding. Those are $5,600 apiece. We've done about a $600,000 radio upgrade with no general fund dollars to this point. So, you know, I think that we as a department have been very successful
in
moving forward.
Right.
So I want that, but now I got an outside view that I can look at and say, okay, do an efficiency study on the police department, see if there's something I'm missing.
Well, when you're in the middle of the trees, or as we say, when you're in the middle of the swamp trying to drain it and you're up to your butt in alligators, you know, sometimes you don't see everything around you. So having an outside, I can understand an outside source.
So that's helpful. They're also going
to
do
also how to tie it into everything.
They're also going to do a very detailed staffing study on the police department, both with community expectations, council expectations, my expectations, and the officers' expectations.
Have you seen any like milestones that they've done? Any printing out of anything? Anything that
the product that they're giving us so far has been very good. We've completed the profile of what the police department looks like now. That's step one. Now they're doing the data analysis and community interviews so that we can drill down into what the staffing level should look like for the Reading Police Department. And then the third aspect I've asked them to do is, okay, let's just not make some fluff document that's just about staffing, but let's research strategies and other things that we can utilize mm-hmm. so that we actually have steps going forward and milestones that we can reach on a yearly or biannual basis to get us to where we need to be in the end 10 years from now.
Okay, we got to take a break here. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti talking about the plan. Terry had called and asked about, hey, don't you have better ways of doing this without, you know, using the money? And all this money that they're using the plan, I think it's $130,000, by the way, for that plan. I'm not sure what the $80,000 comes from, but I think it's like $130,000, isn't it?
I don't remember what the exact dollar was. It's a sharing between us and the county because the county's paying for the portion for the sheriff and for social services, and we're paying for RPD and RFD.
All right, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
Grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer.
So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has always believed that we're all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting and educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. On Thursday, July 16th at 6 p.m., Orchard Nutrition Center will host noted speaker Eric Sarasides, the founder and formulator of Michael Formulas Incorporated. In the past 7 years, Sarasides has delivered lectures on the history and benefits of medicinal mushrooms at Stanford University, Southern Oregon University, and events throughout the United States. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for more seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Work.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
73 degrees out there, going up to 96 today. Chance of thunderstorms and showers later. Isn't that cool? It's 10 minutes to 9 here on July the 8th, Wednesday. It's a, so far, a great day. And phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti. And I'd like to invite everybody to come on down on Sunday to View 202 for brunch. Brunch goes from 11 to 1. And Linda Bott will be singing with her group.
I'm
from
so
11:30
excited.
To 1:30. Last Sunday was the first one, a big success, and it's new. It's a new menu, manmosas, mimosas, you name it, they've got it there. So call View 202-226-8439 for reservations. The place is pretty much slammed during that time frame, but everybody's invited. 226-8439 for reservations.
Good times.
There you go.
Did you say manmosa?
Yeah.
What's the difference? Do you use beer instead of champagne or something?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
It's manmosa, and it's an orange liqueur. And I tell you what, it's very refreshing.
Yes. They were definitely enjoying it on Sunday. So come out again this Sunday. It's going to be really, we had people say they felt like they were in Napa. And, of course, the temperatures are going to be lower. But they have misters, and it's on the river, and really good music, and just a brand-new brunch menu. It's really a nice feeling. So come, we'll see you there Sunday. There.
Okay.
No. Okay. Next.
First he complains she talks too much about the headlines, and now he's not even filling the gap.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm talking in the chat room here. Okay, Rob, we got like about 8 minutes left here. We've talked about homeless. We talked about this. And we talked about this epidemic of heroin that's happening. Something, and you did mention this. And then the sex trafficking with the prostitution. You said, well, as long as people want them, they're going to be here. Now there's been cases of people being arrested that you all have had sting operations running for the pimping, which is kind of cool. Finding them coming from Seattle, coming from out of town, it looked like. Been a lot of violence lately. A lot of things, you know, we've had shootings, had that one guy, I know it hasn't been in town. Summer, hot weather, I mean, what do you see? I mean, is it getting more violent out there? I ask this question occasionally. I know your guys are fighting. Now, you just said something earlier that you've got a number of guys off for injuries.
Yes, a couple of those are you know, more chronic type injuries, you know, from, you know, having cops' backs from, you know, fighting with people, but also from wearing that police belt. And, you know, one of the things that we're testing right now to try to combat that is, you know, number one, we're putting a new, you know, fitness facility in our new gym, get the guys give them an opportunity to be in great shape.
And do you have a holding cell in the new facility?
No, we don't.
Okay, that was the question.
We take them straight to the jail. But we're also testing a new vest that actually attaches to the belt and gets the weight up off of the hips and onto the shoulders,
like
a little bit more
like
a military
LVE.
But it blends in and looks like a regular vest. So, you know, we're trying to do some things to stop some of the chronic stuff. I think the new SUVs are going to be great for the officers. A lot of cops have bad backs. It's a kind of a presumptive injury. I do. You know, everybody does, because you're wearing a 30-pound police belt. And then trying to stand up out of, you know, strap 30 pounds around your hips and then try to stand up out of a car. Whereas the new SUV, you just slide your feet to the side and stand up. So ergonomically, I think it's going to save us some of those.
I like the idea of the load-bearing vest because, yeah. I mean, that just makes sense. That's why we carry them.
But it looks like a police
suspenders.
But it looks like a police shirt. So it actually works really well. The guys have been testing them, and it allows them to, you know, if they come into the office, you know, they can snap the vest off really quick, and they don't have to sit there and sweat in that thing while they're in the office writing reports and stuff. So they're working pretty well. Some of the guys like them. Some of the guys don't like them. We also
have some
difference. It's changed. There's also some undershirt suspenders that we've purchased and we're testing to where they go around the belt on the inside, go under the shirt, and get that load bearing off of the hip. So we're trying some of those things to try to, you know, combat some of the chronic problems. But we also have officers that get injured fighting with, you know, with people on a regular basis. So, you know, it is a matter of, you know, the safety of the officers. And when you have low staffing levels, we just don't have the staffing to be able to do the dog pile anymore, and, you know, for lack of a better term. And, you know, our officers are fighting with these guys on methamphetamine longer by themselves, and that's creating greater injury to the officer and, quite frankly, greater injury to the suspect, too, because these are very violent fights. So, you know, we're doing the best we can with what we have, and we're going to keep looking for ways. One of the things that's really, really positive right now with the Reading Police Department, Sergeant Casey Bokovich came up with the idea to invite citizens groups into the police department, and we put them through, it's a kind of a community outreach to show the difficulties of police use of force, and we put them through the entire class that we give to the officers on all the case law and everything else relative to use of force. Then we put them in front of our force options trainer and give them, you know, a video experience of what it's like to be in a shoot-don't-shoot scenario. And it's been very eye-opening for those that have gone through. There was actually an article published on it in Force Science News, which is a national trade publication for force options instructors. And we've gotten, Sergeant Bokovich has got entries from as far east as Washington, D.C. And there's a lot of police departments nationwide that have asked for our PowerPoint presentation, what we're doing.
California Highway Patrol has something like that, too, I think.
I don't think they do the outreach quite like we're doing.
Maybe not the outreach, but they have a video. They have that video thing where, you know, it's shoot, don't shoot.
I don't know that they're putting citizens through it, though.
Because I was on their planning or their citizens committee. But you're right. I think we were the only ones that they've done that.
We've done it with the Youth Violence Prevention Council, the grand jury. The SCAR came through it, all the department directors, council. We've had council and city managers from other cities that have come and gone through it with the Reading Police Department. And we've gotten inquiries, like I said, from about 25 different agencies across the nation after that Force Science News article, inquiring what we're doing and what our program looks like so that they can emulate it. So a little bit of a positive national attention for the idea of Sergeant Bokovich and the Reading Police Department.
Great idea. We've got like 3 minutes left. What are we going to see here in the next few months?
Across
the city and during the summer months and all this.
We're delayed a little bit again. We had a building inspection, and there's some things they need to fix in the building before we can move in. So we're delayed a couple of weeks. So we're all
Does the roof leak and
and the water, pipes are good.
The water fountains catch on fire.
These are some small things that that need to get fixed. So you'll see a bunch of stuff boxed up around the police department over the next couple of weeks, and then we'll finally make that big move. We are closing. Like I said, we've closed the RFP for the new computer system. We're going through the selection process right now. We'll have some vendor demos again with the top three, and then we'll do a selection. I'm going to try to get before council next meeting to do an update on the body cameras and where we are, where state law is, where the guidelines that Cal Chiefs put out just didn't really give any guidelines, quite frankly. They're trying to make this a local control issue, and quite frankly, I think there needs to be some state law. And the example that I gave the other day is, you know, when the Public Records Act competes against the Privacy Act of citizens, you have some state law that needs to be done so that we can be clear on when videos will be released once they're captured.
There's so many questions of this thing, because if you've got, you know, just you have multiple police arriving at multiple times for one incident. You've got dash cams. You've got the body cams. And plus, you might even have a helicopter flying overhead that's got a camera too. There's some way of putting all these together. So they're meshed together. But
that's where the personnel cost comes in. Yeah, because somebody's got to manage all that data.
But then the other part too, then, is the privacy. You know, you stop somebody's car, you look into the car, and there's people in there. Does this become public record?
Well, if, say, for instance, you got a speeding ticket, which I've seen you drive, so that's a viable scenario.
he doesn't. He drives like a slow,
So do I. My wife calls me Grandpa. But because you're a public radio figure, now you've got your traffic stop is on video, and the local TV news station wants it so they can put it on TV. Does their right to access override your right to privacy?
Yeah, that's right. And it goes on and on and on from there. Anyway. Reading Police Chief Rob Play is our guest today. Hey, thanks a lot, Rob, for coming in.
Anytime.
And also tomorrow, Trish Clark is going to join me, and I can tell you we've got some surprises going there.
She's great.
Lots of tickets and everything to
so
give away
blessed.
Tomorrow. That's right. Okay, everybody, have a good day. It's going to be like
thanks,
96
Rob.
Today.
Anytime.
Thunderstorms down, coming in and rain. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Back which are you? Down.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. All trading on the New York Stock Exchange has ground to a halt, apparently because of some kind of a technical issue. We have no information just yet as to exactly what's troubling the exchange, but once again, all trading has been halted on the NYSE. United Airlines is in recovery mode following this morning's computer glitch. It grounded all of its flights around the country, the second such shutdown in 5 weeks. United has had its share of computer problems since 2010, when it merged with Continental Airlines, struggling to integrate the two companies' computer systems. Aviation analyst Daryl Jenkins says it's kind of like a bad dream.
This is nightmarish. I don't know what to say beyond that.
A nightmare for the airline, even more so for the passengers. Greece requesting a 3-year loan from Europe's bailout fund in exchange